time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
I'm trying to find my winner sheet. What happened to my winner sheet?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we were playing. If you can identify today's chick flick, we're going to give you tickets for. Oh, this will be coming up. He'll be here before you know it. I'll tell you what, but it's always a special program with the South Bend Symphony. It's Home for the Holidays. That's Sunday, December the 17th. We got tickets for you, but you have to tell us the name of the chick flick. Oh. So here we go.
In this scene, the leading lady is starting a friendship with a man who is an aspiring film score composer. Jack and Steve, action.
Both have the same chord progression and create a track that blends in together. So this is the new bass line, and this is matching up downbeats. So I'm talking really loud. That's me singing.
This is really good.
Thanks.
This is amazing, Becca. So I brought this over because I want you to watch the end of this movie. Then I can die a hero.
You have a habit of making yourself at home. You know that?
Yeah. Okay. Breakfast Club, 1985. Greatest ending to any movie ever. This song launched Simple Minds in the U.S. Could have been a Billy Idol song, but he turned it down, idiot. Perfectly sums up the movie. It's equally beautiful and sad.
That is fascinating.
Right.
Okay, 236-1015, do you know it? We'll find out.